Edgar, we've got a couple hours with you tonight, so I want to take advantage of the time that we do have with you. And I don't want to dwell on this because our big thrust with you tonight is going to be about the human mind, because I do want to talk about the experiments that you conducted when you were on Apollo 14. You've got a great story to tell us. I remember you telling me this in St. Louis years ago with Uri, about Uri Geller, which is just a wonderful story. But I have to ask you this, because of today with Gordon Cooper passing, and he was such a strong believer in extraterrestrial life, claiming himself to have seen UFOs, I wanted to get your reaction as an astronaut as well to that. I mean, was there a group of astronauts who were, I don't want to use offended with some of the things he said about UFOs, but were they uneasy about some of the things that he said?
Well, I certainly never was, because I know a lot of the details here that we'll talk about, I'm sure.
Yes.
But yes, I think some were. Some were a bit uncomfortable with that, and that's simply because the government has never been forthcoming about it, and there has been cover-up, there has been lack of candor, and that's hard to explain, but that's the way it is.
Do you know if Cooper was ever, or even yourself, I guess, were you ever told by someone in government, keep your mouth shut, don't say anything about this?
No, well, yes and no. It was common knowledge in the flight community, for both military and commercial aviation, that you make reports like this, your life's going to be miserable. Told to shut up, or promotions are denied. There were sanctions, and everyone that's in the aviation community over the years in the 50s, 60s, 70s, learned the hard way to just go on about your business and shut up.
Right. Well, now, sanctions, though, because they thought maybe everyone who saw these might have been nuts, or sanctions because they just wanted to keep it quiet?
I will go with the latter.
Yeah, that's what
and,
I
said. And in the astronaut program itself, this was, we never even talked about it. It wasn't even an issue. But in the aviation community, it was.
And I remember you telling me that when you were on the moon, you did not see anything unusual.
No.
On the moon.
No. Well, in space, during the spaceflight aspect of my career, no. That's absolutely true.
I guess Cooper was one of the fortunate ones to be able to witness some strange things.
That's right. Gordon and his aviation career has had claimed, and I don't disbelieve it at all, had claimed to being in his Air Force, before he was in the astronaut program, being vectored toward unknown objects and trying to chase them down unsuccessfully. And then during a time when he was at Edwards Air Force Base on duty, he happened to observe a phenomenon which he tried to get some interest in, but all of a sudden it disappeared in the black hole we call classification.
Ever since I first talked to you in 1998, when you were kind enough to be on my local show in St. Louis, when we talked about your book, The Way of the Explorer, which I still keep on my desk at home, by the way, I've always mentioned you on that program and also Coast to Coast as one of those people that I truly not only respect, but believe in. You know, quite honestly, Edgar, if you told me the sun was falling, coming from you, I believe the sun was falling.
You're very kind, George. Yes, I try to be factual. I try to tell it like it is, and there's a lot I don't know, but those things I do experience and do know, I'm not bashful about telling about.
Do you believe we've been visited?
Big pardon?
Do you believe we've been visited here?
Well, my best information says yes. I don't have personal, first-hand, smoking gun knowledge of that, but folk in the military and intelligence community, both of ancient times, whom I call the old-timers, and some relatively recent high-level people who have taken the time to do some investigation, they say yes.
All right, very good.